This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. I'm here on this podcast to talk to you about topics of interest, news that you need to know with regard to health, wellness, nutrition, medicine, all of that. We do try to remain cutting edge here on Intelligent Medicine. We do a lot of research in between seeing patients at our practice at 330 West 58th Street. If you'd like to make an appointment, 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. You will speak to Grimaldi, our very able admin services person, who basically runs our office and runs it very well. Thank you, Grimaldi. Your destination for contacting me, topics of interest to discuss on this podcast, or any questions for me to answer on this podcast that are relevant to health, well-being, nutrition. You can email me at radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. Looking at the benefits of the micronutrients that we take, our vitamins and our minerals. I want to talk to you a little bit about vitamin C. There is a clinical update here, and this is from SpectraCell. They do a nice job of putting research, these clinical pearls together. Vitamin C benefits immunity in diverse ways. And I want to tell you something. I'm a vitamin taker. I'm religious about it. I also eat well. Of course, that has to come first. Sometimes, you know, I've run out of my vitamins and I will forget to reorder them or some other thing, but I never allow this to happen with vitamin C because I know how important it is. So, vitamin C benefits immunity in diverse ways. Long known for its immune-boosting benefits, the role of vitamin C in prevention of infections may be even more extensive than previously known. The authors of this review on vitamin C conclude that the levels needed to prevent infections are much lower than levels needed to treat an existing infection, often by as much as an order of magnitude. Specifically, they suggest tissue levels of vitamin C can occur with only 100 to 200 milligrams daily, while treatment of established infections requires doses that are on the order of magnitude higher milligrams for prevention and grams for treatment. Well, we do know this. Grams, and if you're taking grams of vitamin C, you probably couldn't go more than maybe 7,000 milligrams, which is 7 grams, or even as much as 10 grams. Linus Pauling, the late Linus Pauling, used to take about 10 grams a day orally of vitamin C. If you were to go above and beyond that, especially during an active infection, diarrhea is the side effect of all of that vitamin C. So often, it's appropriate to take it via IV, intravenously. You can get as much as 50, 75 grams. That's 50,000, 75,000 milligrams. Okay. So, the specific ways in which vitamin C benefits immunity. Number one, it's an antioxidant. And since vitamin C can donate electrons easily, it has potent antioxidant properties that allow it to quench free radicals and quell oxidative stress. Number two, vitamin C is a cofactor. It acts as a necessary cofactor in the production of neurotransmitters such as dopamine. You remember dopamine? That's the reward transmitter that we're seeking. It's the transmitter of, I want to say it's the transmitter of addiction, because we're always hunting for dopamine when we're craving a sugary snack, a very carby snack, or alcohol, or drugs, or whatever it may be. It's the dopamine that we're looking for. That's the reward neurotransmitter. So, if we can take vitamin C, because it's a cofactor in the production of neurotransmitters such as dopamine, it could be a prescription of a list of other nutrients to take in the setting of addiction or in the setting of cravings. Number three, genetics. Recent studies show that vitamin C helps regulate genetic expression. This is very important because, you know, food is information. It's information for our genes, for our DNA. It gives the ability to turn them on and off. So good nutrition helps regulate genetic expression. Number four, structural support. Vitamin C supports collagen formation and strong epithelial tissue integrity, which serves as a structural barrier against pathogens. You want healthy hair, skin, nails? Yeah, take your biotin, take keratin supplement maybe, hyaluronic acid. Those are terrific. Take some silicon, which is in Biosil, but also take vitamin C. You know, it's one thing to take collagen, but take the supporting micronutrient as well. Take some vitamin C so you get a better, a more rounded supplementation that way. Number five, fighting bugs. Vitamin C enhances chemotaxis, which is the process by which an infection-fighting white blood cell moves toward a pathogen so that it can literally consume it. Phagocytosis. I remember watching this in undergrad, in lab, how a white blood cell moves towards a pathogen and engulfs it, consumes it. Fabulous. Number six, tissue repair. Vitamin C helps clear used up white blood cells so they do not damage surrounding tissue. Tissue repair is so important. Even in my hospital dietitian days, those with decubitus ulcers, these are bed sores. You've heard of bed sores, right? Common in those who are bedridden. The required supplementation, even in hospitals, is vitamin C and zinc, and plenty of it. It can really, really help with the repair of bed sores. Number seven, lymphocyte function. White blood cells can change. Bless me. Pardon me. my sneeze. Lymphocyte function. White blood cells can change. They can differentiate depending on the body's needs for optimal immunity. And vitamin C helps lymphocytes appropriately adapt to the needs of the person depending on what threat is present, whether it's bacteria, whether it's virus. Vitamin C is indeed powerful. And let me give you more about how vitamin C is ever so useful. Vitamin C may improve blood sugar control in diabetics. Yes. So in addition to taking your chromium, in addition to following your very low-carb diet, taking chromium, taking berberine, maybe taking some Gymnema sylvestri, vitamin C may improve blood sugar control in diabetics. In this meta-analysis and review of 22 studies that included 937 patients, the relationship between vitamin C and three markers of blood sugar control were analyzed. When all the studies were reviewed together, there was no link between vitamin C and blood glucose. Blood glucose is a short-term measure of blood sugar. It's a snapshot. So when all the studies were reviewed together, there was no link between vitamin C and blood glucose, hemoglobin A1C, which is a longer-term measure of blood sugar, approximately 3 months, or insulin. However, when looking at people with type 2 diabetes, vitamin C did have a beneficial effect on insulin levels when supplemented for at least 30 days. Further analysis showed that the effect vitamin C had on insulin levels was directly dependent on how much average blood sugar was present when the supplementation began. In other words, the more severe the dysglycemia, the more effective vitamin C supplementation was in improving it. And you know, vitamin C and blood glucose are antagonistic. And this is where whopper amounts of vitamin C can help with the dysglycemia. So this data reinforces the notion that personalized interventions may be more effective than a one-size-fits-all approach to supplementation regimens. I agree. I'm not giving the same doses to my patients with diabetes across the spectrum. It depends. Where is the fasting insulin, the fasting glucose, the A1C, the glycomark? The glycomark, which is different from A1C, hemoglobin A1C shows an average of blood sugar over 3 months. The glycomark blood test shows the swings, how big of a swing, how erratic is the blood sugar's highs and lows. Where is that? Where do you get vitamin C? Yeah, a glass of orange juice, but eat an orange instead. So you're not getting the juice of three or four oranges in your juice. That's too much. Strawberries, red peppers. There's small amounts of vitamin C in the skin of your baked potato. That's right. Moving on. Vitamin B2, that's riboflavin, protects heart tissue after an attack by turning on protective genes. Nutrition is information. Our food is information. So, the role of vitamin B2, also called riboflavin, on protecting heart tissue was investigated by a group of researchers in China. To do this, they treated mice with vitamin B2 and subsequently induced a heart attack. Poor mice. And then measured the activity of a specific B2-dependent protein. this protein called LSD1, no, not the LSD you're thinking of, this protein called LSD1, which is lysine-specific histone demethylase 1, is synthesized when its corresponding gene is activated. And it then activates two other genes that control phospholipid synthesis. Phospholipids, which make up cell membranes, play an important role in protecting biological tissue from hypoxic injury. That means damage due to lack of oxygen. These scientists demonstrated that giving vitamin B2 to mice undergoing a heart attack actually turned on genes that then turned on other genes that protect the heart. Very interesting. It is known that low vitamin B2 can impair certain metabolic pathways known as methylation reactions. We know this. The B vitamins are so important. Methylation is a process by which things like DNA or proteins are chemically modified, so their function is also modified. Vitamin B2 is a key cofactor in methylation reactions. Riboflavin decreased the injury to the heart tissue by activating a gene involved in methylation. This study demonstrates how this vitamin can very specifically affect genetic expression via its role in methylation in ways that are cardioprotective. Conversely, deficiency in vitamin cofactors have detrimental effects. So where do we get riboflavin? Where do we get B2? Almonds, organ meats, mushrooms, eggs, green vegetables? What are some symptoms and problems associated with deficiency of vitamin B2? Anemia, decreased free radical protection, cataracts, poor thyroid function. A B2 deficiency will cause a B6 deficiency, will cause a pyridoxine deficiency. A deficiency in vitamin B2 can also cause fatigue, elevated homocysteine. And we also know that riboflavin is important in those suffering with migraine. What does riboflavin do? It's involved in metabolism, carbohydrate conversion, Krebs cycle, breaks down fats and proteins. It's important in digestion, in nervous system, skin, hair, eyes, mouth, and liver. All very important. It's interesting how riboflavin can also help with elevated homocysteine. Generally, in a homocysteine supplement, you're seeing, you know, B12, trimethylglycine, higher amounts of folate, B6, but riboflavin is also very important. It would be beneficial to add a riboflavin supplement in this regard. So the B vitamins, we know in more than one way, in more than lowering homocysteine, because, you know, a high homocysteine is an independent risk factor for cardiovascular disease, also for dementia, for stroke, and bone fracture. So these very important B vitamins are cardioprotective then in other ways by upregulating gene expression for this LSD1 protein and enzymes that are very cardioprotective. This is very, very interesting. I like the job that SpectraCell does to put this research together in putting together their findings. So, in summary, riboflavin attenuates myocardial injury via LSD1. mediated crosstalk between phospholipid metabolism and histone methylation in mice with experimental myocardial infarction. Vitamin D are twice as likely to have heart defects in a case control, a comprised maternal vitamin D status is associated with congenital heart defects in offspring. Very, very important. I've talked enough about vitamin D, but I have to let you know about this. In this case control study done in the Netherlands, two groups of women were compared. 345 mothers of a child born with a congenital heart defect and 432 mothers of children that did not have any heart problems. Vitamin D was measured in the blood of all the mothers and categorized as deficient. Deficient, moderate, or adequate. Only 27% of mothers with children having a heart defect had adequate vitamin D status, while 38% of mothers with healthy children had adequate vitamin D. Mothers with moderate vitamin D status were 1.5 times more likely to have a child with a congenital heart defect. If the mother fell into the deficient vitamin D category, they were twice as likely to have a child with a congenital heart defect. Although a case control study such as this does not prove causality, it's worth noting that low vitamin D in pregnant women is linked to higher rates of babies with heart defects. Very, very important, this research that I'm citing to you today, and I invite you to stay tuned for more of this. Thank you once again for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company's offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.